HHS M0WWT.
Hey Tom, how are you?
Doing pretty good. Haven't heard anybody on yet.
It's really disappointing because I've got golf ball sized hail west of Reynolds here.
That must have been that storm that came through a couple hours ago here. We had a light rain, but it seemed to get worse the further east it went.
I'm doing my best to get out of it right now. I'm getting ready to lose a window here. The hail's really getting big.
Yeah, roger that.
This is a KE0GCU. If you want, I have the spotter hotline number.
Go ahead and ring him up.
Call sign ending in HHS. You still on?
KE0HHSM0WWT.
Go ahead, Tom.
Didn't answer your last call. I was about ready to send the dogs out after you.
Oh, that's alright. I'm a little busy right now. I think we're getting ready to have a touchdown here.
Yeah, roger that.
KE0HHS. I've got a touchdown, Pareto on the ground. Approximately 2 miles southwest of Bucks, over.
KE0HHS, N0JMS.
N0JMS is KE0HHS, go ahead.
Where's this thing at, man?
It's lifted right now, but it looks like it could set back down at any moment. I am approximately... it's on the ground. It's on the ground again. I am 2.5 miles directly southwest of Buxton right now. Southwest of Buxton, 2 miles. It's on the ground.
Okay, 2 miles west?
2 miles west, 2 miles south, Buxton. It's gaining strength rapidly. We've got a large wedge on the ground.
Okay, roger that.
KE0GCU, do you have a direction of travel on touchdown?
KE0JMS, KE0HHS, so we got debris. This thing has just crossed over a farmhouse, over.
Okay, roger that, there was a PCU in there. He's mostly asking about direction of travel, over.
Kind of travel is east, southeast, over. Just crossed over another farmhouse, over.
Alright, I'm jumping on the spotter line again. I got 2.5 miles southwest of Buxton, traveling south-southeast.
Confirm. Estimating speed about 25-30 miles per hour, over.
Alright, estimated speed 25-30 miles an hour. Southwest of Buxton, 2.5 miles, traveling southeast.
Confirmed. I do have Buxton Fire and Rescue with me right now. We've got large debris, large trees down at this time. KE0HHS, update. Tornado is now crossing I-29, 1/4 mile north of Hillsborough, over.
Crossing 29, 1/4 mile north of Hillsborough, N0JMS Mobile.
Confirmed. It's going over the beet plant right now. It's taking the roof off the beet plant. We're going to need medical assistance here immediately.
Okay, roger that. I'm just pulling into National now.
Hey, I just called in National on their spotter line, told them HHS is seeing. They got that info.
Other station, I'm having hard time copying right now. You're pretty broken up, over. Position on user HHS. Sacco is now 1/4 mile southeast of Hillsboro, over.
HHS, this is KE0GCU, do you copy?
This is KE0HHS, go ahead.
Yeah, that was me trying to call you back. Just confirming, we got southeast of Hillsboro right now.
Roger that, southeast of Hillsboro. Major damage, major damage.
Still traveling southeast, 25 to 30 miles an hour.
Roger that, roger that. I have to break pursuit. There's heavy damage. There's a house that's been hit. I gotta check it out.
Roger that. Break pursuit. Be safe, alright?
KE0HHS, N0GF.
Hey, N0GF, this is KE0GCU. HHS just broke a following. He's checking out a house that was hit pretty hard. But confirming it's still having, still traveling southeast at about 25 to 30 miles an hour, and it's about a quarter mile or so southeast of Hillsboro.
Okay, roger that. Traveling southeast 25 to 30, quarter mile southeast of Hillsboro, current location.
Yeah, approximately. Obviously, it's moving, but yeah, approximately. That was the last report he gave me.
Okay, roger. Copy. Thank you.
Yep.
E0HHS update. House is clear. Resuming pursuit.
Roger that. HHS. This is N0GF.
Station is up now, so you can use that call sign.
Say again. I didn't catch that last.
You are good on pursuit. This is N0GF.
Roger that. I've got a golf ball sized tail. Where am I? My old house, east of Hillsboro, over.
Roger, golf ball sized hail, 1.5 miles east of Hillsboro.
Yeah, this thing is rain wrapped. I'm losing sight of it. I'm not sure if it's lifted or not. I'm still seeing signs of debris, over.
Okay, roger on the rain wrap. Use extreme caution around a rain wrap tornado, obviously, but yeah, please be careful. This is N0GF with the National Weather Service in Grand Forks, North Dakota. A tornado warning remains in effect until 6:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time for northwestern Norman and southeastern Trail counties. At 6:12 p.m. Central Daylight Time, a confirmed large and extremely dangerous tornado was located just northeast of Hillsboro, or 34 miles south of Grand Forks, moving southeast at 25 miles per hour. This is a particularly dangerous situation. Take cover now. Damaging tornado is a hazard. Weather spotters confirmed. You are in a life-threatening situation. Flying debris may be deadly to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be destroyed. Considerable damage to homes, businesses, and vehicles is likely, and complete destruction is possible. The tornado will be Will, Caledonia, around 6:15 p.m. Central Daylight Time, Halsted, around 6:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time. This includes Interstate 29 between mile markers 101 and 106. If a tornado or other severe weather is spotted, report it to the National Weather Service or your local nearest law enforcement agency, who will send your report. This act may save lives of others in the path of dangerous weather. This is N0GF.
N0GF, KE0HHS.
Go ahead, Alan, N0GF.
It's either lifted or it's crossed the river. I can't tell. I run out of road to pursue it. Me and Buxton Fire Rescue are going to head back. We're gonna check for casualties, over.
Okay, sounds good. I suppose we don't have anybody else out there, do we? Take that as a no. Before you jump out there, can you give any more information about the B plant?
Roger that. It looked like it caught the elevator more so than the B plant. The D plant looked like it took only minor damage. It's tough to tell. We were going by at a pretty high rate of speed. The elevator took the majority of the damage. There's a few bins down and the tower's over.
Okay, roger that. Elevator taking most of the damage. I appreciate it there, Alan. Let me know if you have anything else to share, if you find anything else. N0GF. This is N0GF with the National Weather Service. The severe thunderstorm warning for South Central Norman County is canceled. The severe thunderstorm which prompted the warning has moved out of the warned area. Therefore, the warning has been canceled. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 10 p.m. Central Daylight Time for northwestern Minnesota. Also, a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7 p.m. Central Daylight Time for northwestern Becker and northeastern Clay counties. At 6:18 p.m. Central Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located near Yulin, or 24 miles northeast of Fargo, moving southeast at 15 miles per hour. The hazard is 60 mile an hour wind gusts and half dollar size hail. The source's radar indicated hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roof, siding, and trees. The severe storm will be near Yulin around 6:25 p.m., Hitterdal around 6:45 p.m., Holly around 6:55 p.m., and Dale around 7 p.m. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of your building. This is N0GF. N0GF, coming back to you again. The severe thunderstorm warning for South Central, Ottertail, and northeastern Grant counties will expire at 6:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened below severe limits and has exited the warned area. Therefore, the warning will be allowed to expire. The severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 10 p.m. Central Daylight Time for West Central Minnesota. This is N0GF. This is N0GF with the National Weather Service in Grand Forks. They have issued a severe thunderstorm warning for South Central Polk County in northwestern Minnesota, western Norman County in northwestern Minnesota, southern Trail County in southeastern North Dakota, northeastern Cass County in southeastern North Dakota until 7:30 p.m. At 6:25 p.m., severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from Neillsville to near Hillsboro to Blanchard, moving southeast at 20 miles per hour. Golf ball size hail and 60 mile per hour wind gusts should be expected. This was radar indicated. People and animals outdoors will be injured. Expect hail damage to roofs, sidings, windows, and vehicles. Expect wind damage to roof, siding, and trees. Severe thunderstorms will be near Shelley around 6:35 p.m., Kelso around 6:40 p.m., Grandin and Halstead around 6:55 p.m., Hunter around 7 p.m., and Hendrum around 7:05 p.m. This includes Interstate 29 between mile markers 82 and 112. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. N0GF.
N0GF, KE0HHS.
Go ahead, Alan, N0GF.
Hey, I've got a whole bunch of video of this tornado. Do you need me to head to National Weather Now with it, over?
Give me a second to talk to the guys here, N0GF.
Roger that.
Alan, I'm going to go ahead and text you my email so that you can send it my way. I'm pretty sure I have your number.
Roger that. Do you have my email or not? I can give it to you.
Roger that. I got something coming your way in just a minute. This is N0GF with the National Weather Service in Grand Forks. The tornado warning for northwestern Norman and southeastern Trail counties will expire at 6:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The tornado threat has diminished and the tornado warning has been canceled. However, large hail and damaging winds remain likely, and a severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect for the area. However, small hail is still possible with this thunderstorm. The severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 10 p.m. Central Daylight Time for northwestern Minnesota and southeastern North Dakota. This is N0GF.
N0GF, KE0HHS.
KE0HHS, N0GF, go ahead.
I don't think I'm going to be able to send that whole file over email. The file size is too big, over.
Okay.
Roger that. I'll see what I can come up with here.
Well, I've got an SD card and a flash drive. I can stop by National Weather if you want me to. It won't take that long, over.
If you want to, that's fine by me.
Roger that. I'll be there in about 15 minutes, over.
All right, sounds like a plan. I'll most likely be here. N0GF.
Roger that. KE0HHS. Go ahead, just KE0HHS.
What did you find out with the farmhouse?
Farmhouse was all clear. I had a member of Buxton Fire Rescue with me. We both cleared the house. Highway Patrol, Deputy Sheriff, EMS, and Buxton Fire Rescue are all on the scene, over.
Okay, roger that, but there was damage to the house?
Roger that. The house is a total loss. There's only a few walls still standing, over.
Okay, do you have an approximate location on that?
Yeah, approximately a quarter mile east of 29, just north of Hillsborough, over.
Okay, sounds good, thank you.
Gator, over.
Hi, doubled station, come again.
It's right by the green elevator there, right off 29, over.
Okay, roger that, N0GF.
This is N0GF with the National Weather Service. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7 p.m. Central Daylight Time for northwestern Becker and northeastern Clay counties. At 6:42 p.m. Central Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located near Hitterdahl or 21 miles northwest of Detroit Lakes, moving southeast at 20 miles per hour. Hazardous 60 mile per hour wind gust and quarter size hail. This is radar indicated. Hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roof, siding, and trees. Severe storm will be near Dale around 6:55 p.m. Central Daylight Time. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. With this, they're expecting a tornado may be possible. Hail is possible to 1 inch and wind up to 60 miles per hour. And 0GM. This is N0GF with the National Weather Service in Grand Forks. The severe thunderstorm warning for South Central Polk County is canceled. The storms which prompted the warning have moved out of the warned area. Therefore, the warning has been canceled. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 10 p.m. Central Daylight Time for northwestern Minnesota and southeastern North Dakota. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time for western Norman, southern Trail, and northeastern Cass counties. At 6:53 p.m. Central Daylight Time, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Halstead to near Grannon to near Hunter, moving southeast at 20 miles per hour. Golf ball-sized hail and 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts can be expected. People and animals outdoors will be injured. Expect hail damage to roofs, sidings, windows, and vehicles. Expect wind damage to roof, siding, and trees. The severe storms will be near Grannon around 7 p.m. Central Daylight Time, Hendrum around 7:05, Hadler 7:10, Arthur, Ada, and Pearly around 7:20 p.m. This includes Interstate 29 between mile markers 82 and 104. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. This is N0GF. This is N0GF with the National Weather Service in Grand Forks. They have issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Becker County and northwestern Minnesota, as well as east central Clay County and northwestern Minnesota. This watch will be, warning will be until 8 p.m. Central Daylight Time. At 6:58 p.m., a severe thunderstorm was located near Dale, or 18 miles northwest of Detroit Lakes, moving southeast at 15 miles per hour. Along with the storm has been reported in radar indication, 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail, and hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roof, siding, and trees. This severe thunderstorm will be near Lake Park around 7:20 p.m., Westbury around 7:40, Detroit Lakes around 8 p.m. Prepare immediately for large hail and deadly cloud-to-ground lightning. Seek shelter inside a well-built structure. Stay away from windows. This is N0GF. This is N0GF with the National Weather Service. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time for Western Norman, Southern Trail, and Northeastern Cass Counties. At 7:10 p.m. Central Daylight Time, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from Hadler to near Hendrum to Grandin, moving east at 25 miles per hour. Hazards are a 60-mile-an-hour wind gust and quarter-sized hail radar indicated. Hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roof, siding, and trees. These severe storms will be near Ada and Hadler around 7:15 p.m. This includes Interstate 29 between mile markers 82 and 102. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. This is N0GF. This is N0GF with the National Weather Service in Grand Forks. The severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Cass County is canceled. The severe thunderstorm which prompted the warning has moved out of the warned area, therefore the warning has been canceled. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 10 p.m. Central Daylight Time for northwestern Minnesota and southeastern North Dakota. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 8:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time for southwestern Norman and northern Clay counties. At 7:47 p.m., a severe thunderstorm was located near Felton, or 15 miles northeast of Fargo, moving southeast at 30 miles per hour. 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts and half-dollar-sized hail can be expected. Hail damage to vehicles is expected. Expect wind damage to roof, siding, and trees. The storm will be near Felton around 7:55, Averill around 8 p.m., Hitterdahl and Muskoda around 8:20 p.m., Holly around 8:25 p.m. This includes Interstate 94 in Minnesota between mile markers 1 and 10. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. This is N0GF. This is N0GF with the National Weather Service in Grand Forks. The severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Becker County will expire at 8 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened below severe limits and no longer poses an immediate threat to life or property. Therefore, the warning will be allowed to expire. However, small hail and heavy rain are still possible with this thunderstorm. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect until 10 p.m. Central Daylight Time for northwestern Minnesota. This is N0GF. This is N0GF, the National Weather Service in Grand Forks. We've issued a severe thunderstorm warning for west central Becker County and northwestern Minnesota, eastern Clay County and northwestern Minnesota. Until 9:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time. At 8:27 p.m. Central Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located near Muskoda, or 17 miles east of Fargo, moving southeast at 15 miles per hour. With the storm, there has been a history of 60 mile per hour wind gusts and quarter-sized hail. Hail damage to vehicles is expected. Wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees can be expected. This severe thunderstorm will be near Muskoda around 8:45 p.m., Holly around 8:50, Dale around 9:05. This includes Interstate 94 in Minnesota near mile marker 20. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. This is N0GF.